I have that song stuck in my head.
What, the Lizzo song?
In a minute, Amanitos, in a minute, in a minute, put me up.
Such good it's syncopation.
So good. It's so good.
In a minute, Amanitos, sentimental, men, a woman, to pump me up. I love it. It's syncopated, and then it finishes with that ba 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 to get you like back. Oh, just fucking so good. I love it so much.
I would die for Lizzo.
I would do dream podcast guest. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Lizzo, be on our podcast.
So please be on our podcast.
Please also let me be one of your backup dancers. I am not a talented dancer, but I would try really hard and I would serve face, as they say.
Serve face?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard it on TV once.
I don't know. That sounds like when you like, is that a dance? Because I feel like it's when you like dance in front of somebody all intensely and then you like get right up in their face or something.
I think it's serves just, you gotta face. Look, you gotta look in good while you're doing
it. You look intense or something?
Like good face expressions.
Oh, like I intensity.
Don't know Eric, I don't dance. I'm scared of dancing.
I do love that show though. Holy shit.
It's so good. Hi everybody, it's me, Katie Asaurus.
Yes, hi, hello, and it's me, AQ.
I was just thinking about how much I like the Big Girls dance show that Lizzo has.
It's Lizzo's so Big Girls, right?
Yeah. It's
No, Watch Out for the Big Girls?
Yeah, Watch Out for the Big Girls. That's what it's called.
Such
also,
a good show.
Welcome back to Infinite Quest.
Welcome back to Infinite Quest. Sorry, it's been a while. A lot of stuff is going on. I don't know if we're going to announce anything. We might. Listen, stay tuned for the rest of the podcast. One of us might decide we want to announce some projects that are happening.
Well,
but big things are happening.
Here's what I think we should do. I think that we should talk about the thing that we decided to talk about, which I'll tell you what it is in a second, dear listener.
Yes.
And then in the back half, we tell them about the thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So then that way, if they want to fast forward through the boring part, they can still hear about
the thing. The project.
Well, the project is directly related to what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
kind
totally.
Of. So.
Yeah, totally.
Should we? Okay, so here's what happened. So I had therapy today, which, by the way, I don't know why we keep recording the podcast on days when I have therapy, but, you know, Leroy Jenkins.
Indeed. And also with you. Or and with your spirit.
Oh, that got me right in the funniest. That was really good. But okay, so today in therapy, I had this very interesting, like, breakthrough moment. And I want to be very clear. Like, it's real obvious. Like, it's real obvious in hindsight. But I was literally today years old when I had the realization about something. Hear that realization now. Really crushing this podcast.
You're fucking rocking it.
This is the quality content that people come for. This is why I'm not verified on TikTok. Okay. So basically, so we were talking about the concept of like giving and receiving, and not necessarily like sexually, but just in terms of like, you know, like you support a partner and they support you back and like that kind of thing, right? And so I was talking about the idea of like, I tend to be a person who will give and give and give and give until I have nothing left to give. And my therapist used the example of a gas tank. And then I realized that the idea of a gas tank is directly analogous to like literally every part of my life. And so I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about like how and when I do stuff. And I started realizing that it's like, if there's like a proverbial gas tank attached to every task or like every activity or every whatever it is the fuck that I do or deal with, there's a gas tank, right? So it's like, if I don't do the dishes until there are no more cups and, you know, the dishes in the sink are overflowing and the you know, dishes proverbial gas tank is now empty, I have to do the dishes or I don't have any more dishes. You know, similarly, like I won't clean the office until the office is an unmitigated shit pile that we cannot function in. You know, there's no functioning room left. The gas tank is empty in the office. And then, but I also do that like in relationships where rather than just being like, hey, like we need to make sure that we're like communicating and, you know, working on stuff or whatever, I'll just wait until the fight happens. I'll wait until the problem arises. I'll wait until the gas tank is empty. And then I go, oh shit, like now I gotta go to the relationship gas station and like fill up my tank. And I started thinking about how much that relates to ADHD, because I feel like the big problem with me is that if there's not an immediacy, if there's not a I have to do this now or there's going to be some kind of repercussion or deadline or something, I just don't. But the problem is with that is that, yes, leaving it until the gas tank is empty and I have to like rush to finish the task or whatever, gives me the motivation to do it, but it also makes it a lot harder. And it also makes the task a lot larger and a lot more difficult to complete. And I'm like still processing a lot of it, but like I see that just pop up so much in my own life that I'm like, why don't I like, so I literally started thinking about it in terms of like the gas tank. So it's like, why do I wait until empty, wait until a quarter tank, right? You know, or whatever, like wait until a half tank, put a little bit in. And then that way you don't have to like use as much energy, use as many spoons, whatever, when the tank is all the way on empty. I just talked for forever. I'm sorry. I really just wanted to like explain the context.
How long do you think you just talked for? I'm curious.
7 minutes.
No. 3.5.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
That felt like an eternity. I felt like I was like over explaining.
No, Bubs, it's a podcast.
But I wanted to like, you know, make sure it was like making sense. But no, I like totally self-conscious.
I think one of the reasons that that idea is really interesting to me is that it's one of those things that that scales, subdivides. So like that's true for one, for show, like hashtag relatable. I totally identify with that. But it's one of those things that scales. Like, so I noticed that on very small scales. So like if I'm, you know, my dishes in my sink, you know, I won't do the dishes until it is a pressing immediate issue to like the point where like when I walk into my kitchen I'm like, you know, like then I'll start thinking about it, you know. But also on small scales, like on a daily basis, like if I'm sitting on my computer like doing something and I have to like go to the bathroom, I won't go to the bathroom until I really have to go to the bathroom. I won't drink water until I'm really thirsty, and I won't eat until I'm really hungry. It's like it works with an interoception too.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting that it works. Well, not that it works, but it shows up in so many different scales, both very large and small, and also very immediate physical things, like, you know, letting your office get really dirty until, you know, you absolutely have to deal with it because it's just unusable. But also like conceptual things, like a buildup of unaddressed emotions. Or stress. I think stress is probably the biggest one that I deal with. I think, like, I don't deal with my stressors until I'm so stressed that I like detach.
Yeah.
And then get depressed. And then I'm like, why am I so depressed? It's like, oh, it's because I'm hiding from all the things I have to do. But it's interesting. It's like it's both a very tangible thing, like in terms of, you know, drinking water, waiting till you're really thirsty to drink water, but also in really intangible things, which makes it insidious in a way. But it also just sort of stands to show that like it's good to keep in mind, just to check your gas gauges and try to refuel at a quarter tank and not wait until your whole car is shaking, you know.
Well, and I think too, like I made a video about it on TikTok, and you know, TikTok comments are going to be TikTok comments, you know, but a lot of people said like this would never work for me because I have ADHD and like I have to have that like oh shit to like motivate me. But like I kind of feel like you can build in, if you need the oh shit moments, you can kind of like build those in. Yeah. Just by virtue of like the process, you know, because it's like, okay, like if the desk is like a quarter clean or half clean or three quarters dirty or like however you want to think about it, like there's still an immediacy there because it's like, yeah, don't let it get to zero. You know, it doesn't have to be like now it's like rock bottom disgusting. It can be like, I don't want it to get to zero. And if I don't clean it now, then it's going to get to that point. Totally. I think it's just like it's for me, it's more of like a reframing. But yeah, even more than that, and the thing that I'm honestly like excited about, like in a weird way, I'm like really excited about this, is because I feel like it's a much better way to allow myself to ask for help. Because I'm really bad about asking for help, even though I know that like both you and Chris are like totally cool with helping. But in my head, like I'm like, oh, I don't want to be inconvenient. I, you know, like whatever. And so I won't ask for help with the dishes, or I won't ask for like whatever the assistance is that I need, because I'm like, oh, well, I should be able to do it for myself. And a lot of that is still like unpacking like my own, you know, internalized ableism and all that good stuff. But like, being able to look at you or Chris and being able to say like, hey, like, can you just help me make sure that it doesn't get past half empty, you know, or whatever. Like, I feel like that's a really good way of framing it, because now it's not like every single time you come home, you have to unload the dishwasher, or every single time you come over, you have to take out the garbage. It's just, if you see that, put a little gas in the tank, you know, like, so rather like, and I also like that it's like a giving, you know, it's rather than like taking, like, don't take this thing off my plate. It's let's put a little bit of gas into the tank together so we can like be more sustainable.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's an additive thing. You're like, by, you know, I'm not like removing something from you and adding something to me. It's like I'm contributing to a thing that is both of us, you know, the gas gauge of the amount of shit that needs to be done around the house.
Yeah, you know, and it's like stuff like laundry, or like especially like the just like the clutter in the kitchen tends to like, I mean, you are practically live here, like you're around all the time, like you see it, you know, the counter starts off clean and then it's like one thing and one thing and one thing and one thing. And so my impetus all the time is like, okay, I'm gonna like scorch the earth, completely clear off the counter, it's perfect. And then it immediately goes back. But I think instead of that, like what I want to work on is having like a baseline where it's like, it's fine if there's stuff on the counter. Like the count, like I do not live in a world where I think that the counters are always going to be bare. But I think it's like, if, you know, instead of like leaving the shit on the thing, it's like put a little gas in the tank, you know, throw the takeout bag away or whatever it may be. And I think that that's like a really good analogy for developing like healthy communication surrounding like household tasks or just like relationship stuff. Like if you are a person who struggles with asking for help because they're just putting a little gas in the tank.
Yeah. I also think building in, so you think of what's the little low gas indicator light. Is there like a word for the, like your gas light is on, I guess.
Yeah, I think
is
it's like gas
light.
Gauge light.
Gas gauge. I'm going to call it the gas light. I don't know if that's
you shouldn't call it the gas light. Don't call it the gas light. That's a bad call.
I really just realized that. I was like, wait, no, that's a different thing.
I think it's got to have a name.
Gas warning thing.
The gas gauge?
Gas.
Yeah.
There's the gauge, but then the light.
I don't know what it's called. It's just the
fuel
gas
light, low fuel.
Low fuel light?
The low fuel light.
Just call it the
warning light.
The fuel light.
The fuel light. We'll call it the fuel light. Yes. We're perfect.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you really get like your gas light under control. You know, it's fine.
Oh man.
That was really funny.
Face first, everybody. Face first.
I didn't even see it coming either.
Oh gosh.
That was silly.
Fuel light. Okay, fuel light. But I think so, like, you know, in a car, like your fuel light goes on when you're like, you need to go to the gas station right now. For me, it's usually like a week before I end up actually going to the gas station.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, fuel light.
Well, so similarly, like my desk, if I will clean off my desk when there's literally no room for a single other thing. Like, you know, the game, I bring up this analogy all the time, but the game at the arcade where the quarters fall onto the platform. And there's like a little pusher and there's just so many. Every time you push one, they like get shifted a little bit until eventually they fall off. When it gets to the point where like I'm about to win a bunch of quarters, you know, like everything will fall off this desk if I slide one more thing onto it. That's when I go like, OK, fine, I'll clean my desk. You know, the equivalent of like, you know, your gas gauge little arrow is like below the E and you're like, can I make it? You know, so I think making it so that those indicators, those like fuel alarm, fuel light things, are things that occur earlier on in the process. So like there, when there in periods of my life where I am more mise en place, when I have more places for the things that I have, when I'm tidier, I've found that if I, end up having to, move a thing to get to another thing, that serves as like an indicator light for me. So like, if I have to move a cup out of the way to grab the pliers that are on the wall, then it's like, okay, I should probably clear some stuff off. So like for me, it's sort of the equivalent of like setting your clocks early so that, you know, if you leave the house at 8, you actually left at 7:45. So like trying to trick your brain, you know, through practice into having that fuel light that like, hey, we need to do something about this, you know, signal, have that happen from a thing that occurs earlier in the process. So like once you have to start stacking dishes, perhaps like have that be the thing that goes, oh, let me take care of these dishes real quick. Or in a relationship, like if a big one for me is like if I find myself getting annoyed by like really stupid things, you know, like if somebody's like chewing, I'm making this up. I've never been mad at you for chewing, but like something like that, you know, where I'm like, oh, you chew so stupid. Then I'm like, whoa, okay, something's going on in my emotional something or other that I need to address, you know, rather than waiting for it to eventually be like, could you goddamn stop chewing? You know, so yeah. I'm building in those early indicator things, like setting your clocks back in a way, can be really helpful. And also, I just want to point out, when you ask for help with your fuel tank, so like if you're like, hey, could you put away the HelloFresh, who is not sponsoring the podcast? They're not sponsoring the podcast.
They're not sponsoring the podcast. They are going to be sponsoring
a stream that I'm doing
on July 5th.
July, the day after 4th of July. Well, yeah, follow Hey Good on Twitch to see that stream.
It's on my Twitch.
Oh, it's on your Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
God.
Sorry, I thought it was on mine. I just figured. But so, like, if you're like, you know, I just want to clarify that they're not sponsored. They're not paying me to say this. But, you know, if you say, like, hey, could you go put away the HelloFresh? I actively get happy from that when you ask for help. Like, I get, aww, like, little bursts of serotonin. Because I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, you're asking, you know, when you ask for help, it, like, actually makes me happy. Not like if you broke your leg and you're, like, screaming for help. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, she's asking for help. Although, actually, knowing you, a part of me would be like, you know, good for you for not just pretending your leg isn't broken. But I just wanted to just to let you know, when you ask for help with stuff like that, like, I actively go, like, yeah, fuck yeah, Katie.
Aww.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, bubs.
And I think this is going to be a really, we're going to have to be watching our gauges, specifically over this month.
Yeah,
because
seamless segue.
That was pretty good, right?
I would say that was a really good transition.
Nice. Hey,
yeah, we brought it back. Remember?
Oh, we stopped doing interstitials because we cut down to a half an hour.
Yeah,
that's why we didn't do it.
Yeah, I miss transitions.
Right, I miss that. Yeah,
it was good. Can you do it in the Blumpkin voice though? I miss Blumpkin.
The Blumpkin voice.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Transition.
I love him so much.
Yeah, this month we have a project coming up.
We have. Should we tell the story?
I don't know.
I'll tell a summary of the story.
Sure.
So basically, I made a shit post about how wouldn't it be cool if there was a show that was like Queer Eye but for neurodivergent people. Then a real life television producer called me. I was like, hey, let's talk about this. So we've been talking about it for several weeks now. But during one of our meetings, I just very offhandedly was like, oh, also, we have this other idea. And so me and Eric sat in front of our little Zoom meeting and we just ADHD'd for too long. And God bless this lovely, wonderful, very patient producer. And so we presented this idea to her and she was like, yeah, it's a really good idea. You guys should do that. And we're like, okay. And so basically, like, she encouraged us to put together what they call a sizzle reel in the biz. And do like a one episode sort of like web series version pilot that we could then shop around to different like streaming services and Netflix and stuff like that. And then the project got much larger. Would you like to tell the next part?
Sure. Well, am I just explaining? Can I explain like the premise of it?
Yeah. Explain the premise and then I'll say the next part that happened, because the next part is even weirder.
So the premise of the show is basically it's a challenge-based show where Kate and I get challenged to do something that we are not qualified to do. And we have a very limited amount of time to prepare for it. You have to fucking sword fight the master sword fighter, whatever. And so like we have to spend a week finding experts who's to sword fight, to like learn to sword fight and stuff like that. A running title is Amateur Experts. Or expert amateurs, right?
Expert amateurs. Nailed it.
So this first episode, what we're gonna do is is basically, so I have never done magic before in my life. I've probably done like a card trick at like camp when I was 10, but I'm not a magician by any stretch. However, Kate was, I don't know how you want to call it.
I feel like once a magician, always it's a magician. Like riding a bike.
And so through Kate's connections, we've managed to set up basically, I am going to be performing a magic show at the Penguin Magic Theater in Columbus, Ohio, which, by the way, the Penguin Magic is a huge
deal. It's a very fucking big deal.
In music. It's a huge deal. And I'm going to be performing a show there for an audience, I guess. And I have to fucking do well. And so later this month, we have a bunch of magician people who are going to like train me on tricks and stuff like that. And we're going to have all sorts of cool montages. We're going to the Magic Museum in yes. Michigan to learn about like magic history and stuff.
That's my segment. That's my part.
That's your part. Yeah. And we're maybe going to the International Brotherhood of Magicians convention to like talk to some super famous motherfuckers about magic and stuff. But either way, so that's all happening throughout this month. And it's going to be a big motherfucking month.
It's going to be a lot. We're filming a pilot. And the coolest part of the whole thing, and the part that I want to add, is that Penguin Magic, we kind of like presented the idea to them. And Penguin Magic agreed to just partner with us on the whole thing. So like, it's really cool because like also now like the pilot is like a real official fancy produced pilot, which is... You know, I was thinking we would, like, rock up with cell phones and, like, try our best.
Maybe some labs that kind of suck.
But, yeah, so basically, I don't know. So there's a lot. There's a lot. It's a lot. I'm terrified. I'm very scared. I keep being like, I don't want to be in it. Like, I'm too scared. I'm too scared about it. I'm very scared. But we're also very excited.
Yeah, it's a very revealing thing, you know, like... You know, like, you know, doing a solo bushcraft hike in Appalachia or something might like reveal yourself to you. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that are going to scare me about this are things that I didn't expect would scare me about this. And I think a lot of the things that I'm really comfortable with and end up being really good at are things that I would not expect that I would be very comfortable with and very good at. And I'm very excited for that process.
I'm really proud of you for thinking that way. That's like really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, well, I fucking love shit like that. It's one of my favorite things. Getting into novel situations, such to.
But anyway, so out of the success of being able to sort of quite literally magic together a pilot, we have a couple episodes kind of planned, tentatively planned. And so after speaking with our friend, the producer, actually just right before we recorded this, we are probably going to turn it or probably going to make it as a web series. Because frankly, like even like, yes, would it be amazing if, you know, Netflix watches the first episode and they're like, holy shit, fuck yes, that would be dope. I would be very excited about that. But even more than getting it, you know, on streaming is I don't want to speak for Eric, but I just really believe in this project. I think that it is a really cool opportunity for Eric and I to showcase our individual skills and also like who we are as a team together. And also just showcase really cool people. We have a paleontologist lined up. There's going to be a dinosaur episode.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that we're really looking forward to. But this is the part. If you're listening to the podcast, you are legally obligated to watch it.
That's true.
You have to watch it.
It's in your contract.
Your contract if you look at section 41B. But you know, but in all seriousness, we're really excited. I think we're both still kind of in shock that we went from being like, hey,
yeah,
we have this silly idea, to a producer being like, yeah, I'll help you pitch it, and then Penguin being like, yeah, and we'll help you make it. And it's just become like a thing. And so yeah, it's just really cool to have the support of our community. And I don't like, there's also just that little part of me that's like, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you. So thanks.
Well, we absolutely wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you.
But yeah, it's just so surreal. Like we're talking about film pilots and or television pilots and books.
Yeah.
Like, this has gone from like, I'll throw my phone up and make a 30-second TikTok.
It's funny. When we actually founded Infinite Quest, when we like actually started the company, we signed the bottom of the desk that we were recording this on.
We did.
Right now, we did. But what I'm really excited for about the show is like, yeah, it's a show about whatever it is that we're doing, about like, you know, you learn about magic, you learn about paleontology, you learn about conducting, like whatever it is. It's very educational in that way. But I think the real soul of the show and the real mission of the show is saying like, hey, it's all right to like get really into something for a little bit and then kind of fuck off from it and not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's something that, one, I've felt throughout my entire life.
Very professional.
Very professional phone going off in the podcast. It makes it way better if you acknowledge it for like at least 15 seconds. And there we go. Sorry. I was so poignant. But like, you know, my whole life I've struggled with, you know, getting into something and like discovering my identity as a, you know, bread baker, and then sort of losing off and like starting something else. And we get all the time in our comment sections and our Twitch streams and our email, people echoing that same sentiment of like, why can't I ever stick with something? And I think the mission of the show is like, who the fuck says you have to stick with something to get a lot out of it, you know? And so I think the show is about giving the audience permission to do stuff that interests them, but not be, you know, beholden to it for the rest of their life and feel bad about the fact they didn't end up becoming a famous whatever. Like, it's still rewarding to just, you know, kind of mess around with some stuff and get kind of good at it and then move on to something else. Like, that's fine too. You're not a bad person. You're not failing anybody for doing that. I think that's the real mission of the show. And that's what I'm really, really excited for, you know, the magic and stuff, all that, but really is just trying to get that message out, is what I'm really excited for.
Yeah. And also the fact that we figured out how to just do a bunch of random stuff and make it our job. Yeah. Yeah, also right. That exactly. I'll ruin it. I'm always the one who says the poignant thing at the end, but today I'll be the ruiner. Yeah. I'm so like, that's honestly though. I was like, if you like were like, pick a career, I'd be like the Try Guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is like very much like a Try Guy style thing, except with the idea that like we would just want to highlight cool careers and stuff. And like, you know, it'll be kind of the same, but different.
Yeah. I think what I'm stressed about is having to film it all ourselves, which we don't have to do for this one because Penguin Magic has, you know, they have an insane amount of infrastructure for filming in specifically in the theater. So any filming we do in the theater, they've like, hey, we'll, you know, as long as we can also use the footage, we'll film as much as we can and you guys can use that. So that's great because we can use that along with whatever we film. But then, you know, the in Michigan at the
Magic Museum,
like it's just us. So we have to figure out how to film that appropriately. At IBM in Atlanta, like International Brotherhood of Magicians, we have to figure out how to film that like independently and get good audio with like a shotgun mic and all that stuff, which has always been sort of my half of this, you know, is making sure that the tech works decently out. And that's sort of what I'm stressed about, is trying to do all that other stuff while also, you know, having to make sure that we actually, because whatever happens, as long we need usable audio and video, like if we can have that, we can make something out of it.
I think
it'll be okay, but that's my main stressor right now.
We'll figure it out. Also, then we have to edit it.
Yes, that as well.
It'll be great. The Try Guys didn't build Try Guys in a day. I was gonna say Rome, but then that sounded weird. I was like, so Try Guys didn't build Rome in a day.
No, there'll be a lot of Tony Starking involved in this.
We're gonna Tony Stark it. It'll be great. It'll be fine. But yeah. So if you have any advice for us, feel free to email us at ask@infinitequestpodcast.com.
Yes.
Recommendations and for cameras?
I don't know. Anything you think would help.
Literally any. Please help us. We're so afraid.
Two people trying to get good footage and stuff of themselves doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
if your dad is Steven Spielberg, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know, George Lucas.
Yep. George Lucas. Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm trying to Taika Waititi is also invited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be a great one.
Yeah.
I want Taika Waititi to direct the show.
Dream podcast guest.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, everybody. So that's also to serves to explain sort of why, apologies, we've been a bit absent lately. Is we've been
we were arranging the detail for freaking a fucking the television fuck out a pilot. Like, Jesus, I got shingles and then we went to a convention and then we got sick. And then there was a television pilot.
And
that
then,
has been
and then all
the
of a sudden
month.
You're like, you're shooting a pilot in a month. And I'm like, fuck, like, Jesus Christ.
So
and we also couldn't tell anybody about it. So
it was like a secret. Like, we couldn't tell anybody. We were like finalizing the details. And now we can at least be like, hey, this is the thing that's actually happening. And so we're going to be talking about it a lot coming up. And just like, you know, we'll let you know when it's on YouTube and like that kind of stuff. But, you know, spread the word. Katie and Eric are making a show. If your dad is Netflix. Give us a call.
If
your dad is Mr. Netflix.
If your half of your DNA is all just...
If your parents are a streaming service, please, please give us a call.
For other reasons. That's just fascinating at that point.
If you're an expert in something cool.
Oh, yeah, duh.
For real, like all seriousness, if you have a weird job, like think like Mike Rowe. Do you have like a weird job? Yeah. Do you have a cool job? Are you an expert at like, are you really into like a sport or something? Like, yeah. I also was thinking like, just literally anything. Yeah, it can be anything.
It doesn't have to be like
music,
glamorous or anything like that. Like
drag, comedy, playing the cello,
right.
Making shoes, making bread.
And landscaping.
It doesn't matter. If it's cool and you're passionate about it and you're excited about it and you could be considered an expert in some way, let us
know. We want to know about
Pokemon cards.
We want to come ruin Magic a day at work for you.
Legos.
Oh,
if you're a
Lego
master,
episode.
Please. Oh, dude, we could film this. Okay, we're getting
Lego master.
I bet we could get a Lego master.
Yeah,
a Lego master has to listen to this show. If you're a Lego master, please email us.
Yeah, I knew. Like, I was on the Lego robotics team in middle school.
Wow. Robotics.
And one of my guys was now.
We could build a robot.
Oh, robotics! That
was, yeah,
robotics. Coding.
Yeah, we could take it to one of those, like, you know, those, like...
BattleBots?
Yeah, BattleBots. And I can finally build the robot that I've been wanting to build for...
You have to build a BattleBot and it has to compete? Oh.
Dude.
That would be the dream.
That's episode 4.
Shout out to Blendo. Tombstone, you're going down. Katie, I really like BattleBots.
Yeah, my BattleBot idea is really good.
Really?
Have I ever told you my BattleBot
idea?
No,
what is it?
Okay, so my BattleBot idea is, you know the stuff that they make... the like airplane like black box out of.
Yeah,
so it is literally an airplane black box on wheels with like little robotic wheels, and inside is a Bluetooth speaker that just says things like remember you will ultimately die, and it's called Nihilism Bot.
Nihilism Bot.
And it just makes all the other robots sad.
Everyone dies two deaths, the day you die and the day someone says your name for the last time.
It's just that.
Jesus Christ.
But it's also just a robot reading like the nihilist Arby's tweets.
There's just a nihilist Arby's Twitter.
Dude, have you never been on that?
No.
Oh my God. Nihilist Arby's is like the funniest Twitter account.
That's,
I think it's Arby's. It might be
good.
Wendy's.
I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram account, but there's one called Cheerful Nihilism where it's like how to be cheerful as a nihilist. I'm like, that's fucking great.
I like that very much. But anyway, that's my idea.
That's a really good idea.
It's really good.
There's a Jamie Heineman from MythBusters. Also, I'd love to have on the podcast. New podcast guest.
I would cry. I couldn't even be on the end. I would just cry the whole time. I'd be like, I love you so much. Oh, fuck, Adam Savage.
He had a robot. His he built a BattleBot and it got banned because it was just too good. It destroyed. Actually, I think it got banned because there were safety concerns because it would fling shrapnel from other robots into the audience. It was
awesome.
It was so devastating. It was not safe to have.
So if you are on a college robotics team and you could let us come be in a competition,
help us build some robots,
whatever you might be an expert in, email us at ask@infinitequestpodcast.com. If that is too fancy for you, you can also email infinitequestpodcast@gmail.com. It goes to the same place, which is my email.
One just looks better on a business card.
Which is kate@katiosaurus.com. It's
Did
like
it for, get forwarded to you?
Yeah. Everything like I
oh,
have
I
like
know that.
I have like the it, there's like an email funnel system.
It all goes to your
Yeah, so it goes to my mine and then
I should
that
do that,
then all
I have...
of those go to my secret email account that I'm not telling anybody.
Good. That's a good call. Yeah.
It's
no, I have infiniteclasspodcast@gmail. I have eric.good1@gmail and then eric@heygood.com. And I have to go to each separate one. I should have them.
Bro,
I should funnel them.
Forwarding, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I forward them all to the one that I check.
That's a good call.
It's the same email address that I've had since I was literally 11 years old.
It's like.
I have one email. It's fine.
Like soccer gal.
It's literally, yeah.
Hotmail.com.
It's literally like my old AOL instant messenger screen name.
That's a funny skit. Like a very serious business person, you know, but then they give their email and it's a Hotmail address. It's like, ooh.
Yeah,
know about that.
Like, Bing. What's Bing? Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah,
no,
so
just ask
it's
Jeeves
Infinite Quest
that
podcast at askjeeves.com.
Must be the John Oliver joke. Bing, the second best way to Google something. Just such a clean joke.
Hate
I love
Bing.
It.
I hate it so much.
I use
I don't
it a lot
know.
Now.
I don't know how to turn it off on my computer.
Oh, I think it's in setting. You go to default.
I know. I keep changing it back to Google, and then it keeps being Bing anyway, and it's really frustrating.
Bing.
I know. It's fine.
Bing will destroy us all.
Eric, we should end the podcast.
We should end the podcast. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. We really appreciate it. Again, apologies. We've been sparse lately. We have been just fancy. Flying by the absolute seat of our pants.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid.
Lately. But thank you so much for being here. We are going to go back as best we can to posting on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's also some ADHD and D episodes that I've backlogged that I still need to edit, but those will be coming out pretty soon.
Next week we will be appearing in Watertown, New York at NokoCon. We're going to be doing a live recording of Infinite Quest. What are we going to talk about? Who the fuck knows? And we're also going to be doing the first ever
Live crafter, ADHD crafting challenge.
Crafter versus crafter, maker versus maker. ADHD crafting challenge starring Hey Good.
Yeah.
And Willie the Maker.
Yeah.
And me and my new sequin jumpsuit because the tuxedo I ordered didn't fit.
Aww.
I know, but it's still a very cool jumpsuit. I'm very excited. You haven't seen it yet. It'll
be useful for some.
Also we're hosting the karaoke contest. Not that that matters, but we are hosting the karaoke contest.
Cool. We do accept bribes.
If you bring me fruit snacks, I will put your song in faster.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Bring a bunch of fruit snacks.
Oh, also, and if you're going to NokoCon, you can bring stuff for the ADHD crafting challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not supposed. I genuinely don't know what the challenge is going to be, so I don't want to like suggest how to do it. So I'm gonna abstain.
But if you like random stuff at your house and you think it'd be funny to make them use it in the crafting challenge, bring it on down.
Bring it on over. Yeah. No radioactive material allowed except for the paint on old watch hands.
No used sex toys.
No used sex toys. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's
sealed in box.
Sealed in box.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's valid. All right, everybody.
That's a weird place to end the podcast. Hey, everybody, before we leave, one last thing. Remember to drink your water. Remember to take your meds. Remember to eat a snack. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to others. And remember to fill your gas tank. Haha, I brought it back around.
That was nice. That's good.
And also, we love you. I felt empty not saying it. Thank you.